You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Remember this phone number. You'll be hearing it a lot. 604-822-8648. It's Fun Drive time. Don't forget it.
We'll be right back.
We would like to welcome you to a very special edition of The Jazz Show on CITR. This is our Fun Drive edition. And my name is Gavin Walker, and we're here with 3 hours or so of some of the very best in jazz music. But this is also a special edition because this is the only show we'll be doing for CITR's famous Fun Drive. It's an annual event that we raise money for the station. We have all kinds of projects this year. This is a big year for us, a big move to the new building, which involves a whole lot of stuff, as you can imagine. Moving a radio station from one building to another, that's a big project. We have we're digitalizing all kinds of things on that CITR has had over the years, and this is creating a great expense for us. And of course, there's all kinds of other factors involved here. Just to keep the radio station going, to keep it happening, it costs money. And of course, people say, well, you get some sort of a grant for the station. Yes, we do, but it's hardly enough to keep everything up to date, new equipment, all this kind of stuff. So we're going to be harping at you this evening to donate to CITR. You can donate to this show, which would be very nice, but you could also donate simply to all shows on CITR. It doesn't matter. The money goes to CITR and goes to what we're going to do with the money and how we're going to use it. And that phone number to remember is 604-822-8648. And we'll be talking a lot about that this evening. And this is why this show is particularly special. It's the only one this year that I'm doing, and it would be very nice to increase our what we have already. We're up to over $16,000, which is very nice. And we're climbing fast, and we're really grateful for any donation. You know, it could be a dollar. That's okay. If that's what you can afford, send in a dollar. There's no problem. A loonie, a toonie, $5, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the larger donations come with special prizes. We'll be talking about that later. Now, our jazz feature this evening, which is usually an uninterrupted album by a specific artist, is definitely a specific artist, yes, but it won't be uninterrupted because I picked out an artist who has probably shaped jazz music more than any other artist in the 20th century, and his approach to music was so varied over the years and changed so much and he created such a variety of music that it's incredible. But he was always true to his muse. He didn't do it for commercial reasons. He didn't do it because someone told him that he had to change his music up. He did it because he wanted to do it. And he's a bit of a hero, not only in jazz music, but a hero in music altogether. And I'm talking about Miles Davis, the great trumpeter. Miles Davis stood for Miles Davis. He was a small man, but a strong man, and he had very, very definite musical views, opinions, and everything else. And so we're going to explore, not in a chronological way, we're just going to cast about and play different aspects of his music as the jazz feature. So that's going to last for a big part of the program. Some of his music you're going to love. Some of his music you might not like. Miles didn't care, really. He did what he did because he did what he did. Some of the music that, say, you might not like, someone else is going to like. So it all depends on where you came in and how Miles affected you. When did you start listening to him? If you ever did, most jazz people, of course, have Miles Davis is a huge part of their lives and a great part of my life, too. So we're going to essentially explore, without going into chronology or anything like that, the music of Miles Davis and playing a few selections and then talking, of course, about the fun drive, letting you know that we'd like to have your participation in this and explaining why and all that kind of stuff and then getting back to music. We're going to start with two pieces. The first one is Miles with the Gil Evans Orchestra. It's a classic, and I'm sure you've heard it before. You've certainly heard this song before. This is one of the definitive instrumental versions of this particular song. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin for the opera Porgy and Bess. And we're going to open the set with Miles Davis with the Gil Evans Orchestra and, of course, Miles' version of Summertime. And this is a tribute to our weather right now because in terms of Canada, we're living in paradise in terms of the weather. So Summertime would be very appropriate piece of music. The second piece is one that you may not have heard. It's an alternate take with Miles Quintet, with Miles on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And we hear, before the piece starts, a few words from Miles. He's giving some directions to Paul Chambers, what he wants on a tune. And, of course, it's a famous version of a tune from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Someday My Prince Will Come. And it's a classic rendition by Mr. Davis and company. So we're going to hear these two tunes, first of all, to kick off the show and our jazz feature, beginning with Summertime. Thank you. opening our show this evening, Miles Davis doing a very famous instrumental version of Summertime, of course, Miles and the Gil Evans Orchestra from Miles' album Porgy and Bess, and a very rare alternate take of Someday My Prince Will Come with the quintet that Miles was working with, his working band at the time in 1961, with Mr. Davis on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from the Snow White story, Someday My Prince Will Come. You are listening to The Jazz Show, the Fun Drive edition of The Jazz Show, and of course the phone number that we are emphasizing that you pick up the phone, give us a call, talk to the friendly folks, and they'll take care of business for you. It's 604-822-8648. We take all kinds of currencies, by the way. We take rubles, we take shekels, we take euros, we take drachmas, we take lira, we take loonies, we take bucks, greenbacks, all that kind of stuff. Any kind of money. And, of course, you can put it on various credit cards, debit cards, checks, whatever you like. We try and make it easy for you, and any donation is very welcome. We're going digital, and we need to preserve and highlight the content from CITR and Discorder's past. Discorder, of course, is the magazine, the famous magazine of CITR, and the past and present. We need help to get it online and preserve it. So that means a new website, and of course, developing a new website costs money, and this is partially what the donations are going to contribute to, and it's going to integrate CITR and Discorder and allow people to move easily between print and audio, and check out all kinds of historical things that have happened on CITR. Don't forget, CITR is unique radio programming. It's not like your average radio station in town here, which is all kind of cliched. CITR is innovative. We dwell on that. And there's all kinds of programming on CITR. Very often I tell people, especially jazz people, that I do a show at CITR, and they say, oh, yeah, that's kind of a punk rock station. No, it isn't. It's got all kinds of programming on there a lot of people don't realize. And Discorder magazine kind of is a good source of information as to the varied program types of programs that are on CITR, everything from human interest story, news, sports, all that kind of stuff is on CITR. A lot of music, a lot of very innovative music as well. So that's it. We also want to launch our reel-to-reel collection and digitalize that, and which comes from about 60 years of UBC radio. So there's all sorts of stuff that has to be done. So there you go. And last year's fund drive money was used very well. We raised funds to move to the new sub, which, of course, we're doing this year. And but because of construction delays, it's going to be a little later on this year. But all kinds of things have transpired because of you and your donations. So it's important. And we don't care how much it is. It doesn't matter. We don't discriminate against that. If it's as I said before, if it's a dollar, it's cool. If it's $5, it's a little cooler. If it's $10, it's cool. We don't care. Everything helps. So there you go. And the phone number, once again, is 604-822-8648. Now, we're going to get back to Miles Davis. A couple of pieces. This, from this session, this was kind of a very special recording session, which took place in 1956. Miles had broken up his first great quintet, and this is kind of an ad hoc session where Miles just called up some of his favorite musicians, including Sonny Rollins. And Sonny Rollins was his first choice when Miles put together his quintet for tenor saxophone position, but at the time, Sonny wasn't ready to come back to New York from his hideout in Chicago and join Miles. And so Miles Davis got John Coltrane, you know. That's all right, too. But this ad hoc session, which took place in March of 1956, Miles picked Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone and a young man who had just moved from Detroit, beautiful piano player, the poet of the piano, Tommy Flanagan. Once again, Miles' favorite bass player was here, Paul Chambers, and the drummer is Arthur Taylor. And Arthur, of course, was one of the most ubiquitous and well-recorded New York drummers. So it's kind of a pickup quintet for this session. They didn't record enough to actually issue on a 12-inch record. So these tunes were very rare for many years. They were unheard of until Prestige put them together with some other stuff on an album called Collector's Items. And these tunes are very valuable. We're going to hear two. The first one is a blues. It's got different titles. I know it as John Paul Jones. That's the title that I know it. But Miles retitled it, called it Veered Blues. And the second tune is Miles Davis had great, great respect and love for Dave Brubeck, especially his compositions. And one of his most beautiful compositions was a thing called In Your Own Sweet Way. And Miles makes it his own on this date. So we're going to hear Veered Blues and In Your Own Sweet Way. Miles Davis. two pieces of music from this session done in March of 1956 with this essentially a pickup band and with one of Miles' favorite saxophone players, Sonny Rollins, in wonderful early form on these tunes. Of course, Miles on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, who had just emigrated to New York from Detroit, a beautiful piano player. And of course, Miles loved piano players with light, lyrical touches, and Tommy Flanagan was a perfect for Miles. And of course, Paul Chambers, his favorite bassist, and Arthur Taylor on drums. And two tunes. The first one was known by various titles, but on here it's called Veered Blues. And the second tune is Dave Brubeck's beautiful composition, In Your Own Sweet Way, which he dedicated to his beautiful wife, Iola. Miles Davis. All right, we're continuing with the feature, and we'd just like to remind you that you are listening to The Jazz Show on CITR, a very special edition, the Fun Drive edition of The Jazz Show. My name's Gavin Walker, and here's something to check out.
Every year, CITR wraps up the annual Fun Drive fundraiser by throwing a party with local bands and a silent auction. This year, our finale is happening on Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub, and the theme is Band Lottery. We're recruiting talented local musicians, throwing their names into a hat, and drawing out new bands. After a week of collaboration, they're going to perform brand new material for the first and possibly last time at the Fun Drive finale. This year's bands will include members of What's Wrong, Tohei, Still Creek Murder, Death Prism, Marcus Naslin, Cascadia, Get Over It, Mosfet, Doppelganger, Nervous Operator, The Plodes, Underpass, So You Think You Can Sleep, Trash Bay, Vancouver, Eden Fine Day, Village, Candela Farm, Soft Serve, Invasives, Low Levels, The Hanson Brothers, Other Jesus, Terror Bird, Nervous Talk, Defectors, Mormon Crosses, Diane, Clover Honey, Supermoon, Cowards, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door, and available online at Brown Paper Tickets. The 2015 Fun Drive finale will happen this Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub.
There you go, and that's something to listen to. All right, the if you donate $30 to CITR, and you can do that by phoning 604-822-8648. If you donate $30, you get a Friends of CITR card, which entitles you to all kinds of discounts at some of the hippest stores in Vancouver. This is a very valuable little card to have, and it saves you money in the long run. So for $30, that's a good deal. For $60, you get the card and a CITR toque, which you can use on cold nights like tonight. Even though it was beautiful today, it gets pretty cool at night. A toque is kind of neat. And everybody's wearing toques these days. I mean, we're Canadian, right? We wear toques. That's it. And if you would like to donate $101, $101.9, you get a toque, a Friends of CITR card, and a CITR cassette. For $150, you get a very beautiful Discorder scarf, along with all the other things, the toque, the cassette, the card. So $150, and it goes up. I'll tell you more a little bit later on in the show, but we're going to get back to Miles Davis. This is from this goes back to 1947. Miles Davis at the time was employed by Charlie Parker in his band. And this does feature Charlie Parker, but Miles had a specific request here because he liked the blend. Charlie Parker, of course, as we all know, was an alto saxophonist. Miles particularly liked the blend between trumpet and tenor saxophone, the larger of the two saxophones. And he asked Charlie Parker to play it. Charlie Parker didn't particularly like the tenor. He didn't particularly like playing it either. But out of deference to his young accolade, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker agreed to play the tenor saxophone on this session, which was Miles Davis's first under his own name for Savoy Records. And Miles picked the band and, of course, asked Parker to switch to the bigger horn. Parker borrowed a horn from a very fine New York player that nobody knows by the name of Warren Lucky. And it was a good quality saxophone in good shape. And it Parker, of course, could play anybody's saxophone, no matter how beaten up, it would still sound great because he was that much of a genius. Anyway, he sounds very smooth here on tenor saxophone. I really like his work. So we're going to hear three tunes. They're all Miles Davis compositions that he wrote especially for the date, and he picked all the guys on the date. So we hear Miles Davis on trumpet, Charlie Parker on tenor saxophone, John Lewis, who was one of Miles Davis's lifelong friends, on piano. John went on, of course, to lead the Modern Jazz Quartet. On bass, from Newark, New Jersey, a fine bass player, Nelson Boyd. And on drums, of course, the regular drummer with Charlie Parker's group and everybody's favorite, Max Roach. So we're going to hear three compositions by Miles. The first one is called Sippin' at Bell's. The second tune is called Half Nelson, dedicated to the bassist, Nelson Boyd. And the third tune is a little thing called Little Willie Leaps. Three compositions by Miles Davis from his first recording date. Thank you. Three tunes from Miles Davis's very first recording session under his own name is the Miles Davis All-Stars, with Charlie Parker on tenor saxophone, John Lewis at the piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, Max Roach on drums, and of course Miles on trumpet. And three compositions by Miles. We heard Sippin' at Bells was the first one. The second tune dedicated to the bass player is called Half Nelson. Half Nelson, as most people know, is a wrestling hold, but... there you go. And the second and the final tune was Little Willie Leaps. Three tunes by written by Miles Davis. And, of course, he the band sounded well-rehearsed and et cetera, and very smooth. And it was nice to hear Charlie Parker on the larger tenor saxophone, an instrument that he didn't particularly like to play. All right, we're featuring the music of Miles Davis from all eras, and we're going to get into a very, very legendary session from 1958 next. But, of course, I would like to once again tell you and, of course, endlessly repeat this phone number, 604-822-8648. And that is the number to phone to our friendly call takers here, and we'll accept any donations. And of course, I did mention some of the great prizes you'll get when you donate anything over $30. And we're going up here, $250.